one of my favourites because it's the viaduct that goes nowhere. And it actually was going to the beautiful Duddeston railway station. And basically they got, I don't know what the polite word is, shafted by the other railway company that went to New Street, because they weren't going to... New Street was going to be built, and they knew New Street was going to be built. But actually, nobody said anything. So this company carried on building, investing lots of money into these railway viaducts, going to the old railway station. And then when New Street emerged, hence everything stopped. And they've never had railway lines on them. So we have these viaducts that were going to be going to Liverpool, from Liverpool to Birmingham, but in actual fact, never quite arrived. It's beautiful rowan trees up there, but that's about all. I love the rowan trees there, they're full of red berries in the autumn.
If we turn back and look back along the canal there, we can see the back of Curzon Street Station, which is one of Birmingham's Grade 1 listed buildings, the first railway station, still in its original site in the world, in fact. What you've got there is the hotel that was next to the station. So the first railway came into Birmingham in 1834, and this is the London to Birmingham line, and there was a... two buildings that reflected each other at each end, the Euston Arch at London and then Curzon Street Station at this end. The Euston Arch has gone, but miraculously really, this the one at the Birmingham end has survived. So we've walked along the Warwick Canal, and we're going to leave it again now and walk up this this walkway back onto the main road.
When you get up to the road, turn left and walk across the bridge. When you get to the crossroads, cross the road to the Forge Tavern, which is on Fazeley Street. Click onto track 5 there and take a slow walk up Fazeley Street, stopping when you get to the pond.